It's the telling part where you get your ass kicked. Come on. You know.
Show me the broken ribs. Come on.
Yeah.
Welcome to The Fantasy Friendship, a podcast that allows everyday people to share their most bizarre and unique stories, supported by Jefferson's Lounge, the best bar in Council Bluffs. They combine a cocktail lounge with a sports bar, making it an amazing place to catch a game or just hang out. Plus, you absolutely have to try their wood-fired pizza. It's an amazing place all around. Hello, everybody. I'm Garrett Gibson, your guest on this podcast. Introducing our host, Stephen Alonich, and our also special guest, Reagan Ballard.
As Garrett said in that wonderful intro, I'm your host, Stephen Alonich, and today we're with Reagan for the second time in this podcast. If you didn't hear his first story, make sure you go back and listen to that one. It was definitely an interesting tale about dressing up as Ariel and some nonsense ensued. But today we have a brand new story. Reagan, what's that story?
This story is about my one and only trip to Europe. My mom took me, my brother and my aunt, to Spain and Portugal for my graduation. And I found myself in a little trouble along the way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys are aware, but Portugal has decriminalized all drugs. Did you heard of that?
No, but I fully support it. Good for them.
Yeah, yeah. And this was like well before Oregon did it. So they're not just doing it to be cool. Like they were the real innovators. So they like legalized possession and the use of all drugs. And so we fly into Portugal. So that's where we're staying for like the first 4 days of our 2 week trip. And so since it's legal, there's a lot of drug activity. For example, the first bar I walked into, there was somebody smoking weed right there in the middle of the bar. Like it was no big deal, but people also smoke cigarettes like crazy there. We're just walking around Portugal and people will come up to you. Hey, I've got weed, coke, hash. What do you want? No, man, we're good. I don't want anything. And every single corner you go to, there's somebody posted up trying to sell you drugs. And they're not trying to hide it either.
Are they asking you in Portuguese or like?
In English.
Okay.
Oh yeah, in English. So I think they definitely recognize us as tourists.
Yeah.
But yeah, in English, they're asking weed, coke, hash, shrooms, ecstasy. What do you want? We got it. And I was like, no, I'm good, man. Thank you. And I can't tell you how many times I was asked to buy drugs in like a matter of 20 minutes. And I had enough. Like I was really annoyed at this point, really frustrated. We'd gone the whole night. So it was just my brother and I kind of doing our thing in Portugal, and my mom and my aunt kind of split off. So my brother and I got hit up countless times. We'd had a couple drinks at some bars and finally I'd had enough. So we're walking, we get to this corner. Hey man, weed, coke, hash. What do you want? I'm like, yeah, man, I got it all. What do you want? You know, I kind of flipped the script on him and I was like, yeah, man, I got it all. What do you want? And he goes, no. I was like, I have it. I'm selling to you. And I'm like, yeah, no, man, I've got it all. What do you want? And so he's getting really frustrated because like, I think he thinks I don't understand at first. He's like, no. Like I will sell to you, you know? And so that got him worked up. Then I think he realized I was messing with him. And he goes, well, I'm the police. I go, okay, bucko, I'm, you know, whatever. He goes, no, I'm the police. You just tried to sell me drugs. Like, we need to talk. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, piss off. Like, you know, still really annoyed. And we start walking off. Well, around, and so this is like at a plaza where there's this big building, and right around the corner of this building, he like whistles. So as we walk off, this guy whistles, and around the corner of this building come two very large muscular gentlemen, and they're headed right at us. And so me and my brother are like, oh crap, that's not good. So we do a 180. We're like, we're just gonna go back the other way. And two normal sized but still intimidating looking gentlemen come around that corner. So now there's like five guys all coming in at us, and they do not look pleased.
Are they sprinting or walking at you?
They are fast-paced walking.
Briskly walking, okay.
Briskly, like with, they're walking with a purpose.
Okay, Vince McMahon style.
Yes, there was no question in our minds that they were, that aggressive walk is for us. Yeah. And they're not just gonna be like, no, I think you're missing the point. We're trying to sell you drugs. Like, I think they're beyond the explanation stage. And they're like, they either truly think I have drugs and I'm selling and like infringing on their territory. I don't know. I don't know how the drug gang works there. But they were definitely coming after us. So my brother, he goes, yeah. We're sorry. Like, we don't want no trouble. Let's get out of here. And they're like, no, that's not good enough. And now they're running after us, because me and my brother are like very quickly walking away. And now they start running after us. So we start this chase through the streets of Portugal. We have no clue where we're going. I mean, this is home turf to these guys. And so we are convinced that they're going to like run us to a dead end and beat us and shiv us and leave us for dead and take our money. Like, so we're like sprinting, and finally we just lose sight of them, and we're just like, okay, I guess I hope they just don't find us and beat us.
Are there civilians around you?
Oh yeah. 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 There was a ton of people.
There's no like officers there that are like, hey, maybe we should check this out.
You know what I thought was odd? I didn't see a single police officer the entire time I was in Portugal. And I only saw one cop car when I was in Spain. I did not see any police.
Oh.
My entire time there.
So what happened after? Did you actually lose them? Were you guys scot-free from there?
We shook them. It wasn't a block later that we finally like got our bearings, like figured out, we like recognized the building we had passed earlier, and we're like, okay, we know where we are. Let's call this good for tonight and head home. So we made our way to the hotel. And by then, like after they had chased us for about four or five blocks, we were in a more touristy area. So I think that's why they cut their chase. They're like, man, this is better lit. There's a lot more people. Whatever, it's not a big deal. But we went home to the hotel, and we stayed there the rest of the night. So we did make it scot-free. No injuries, no problems.
Was your brother upset that you were telling jokes and messing with this guy in hindsight?
He wasn't thrilled. Yeah, he wasn't thrilled. Like I said, I was kind of running my mouth. I was just so annoyed, you know, being offered drugs every 2 seconds.
And was this all in the same place? Like, so was like when this guy offered it to you, was there anybody else there that was also offering?
I mean, on the other, a block away there was, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, this, I mean, was like his turf though.
His probably. Block. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is definitely his block. And for all I know, he could, like, you know, in a five block radius, they could all be working for one big boss.
True.
You know, so like for all I know, this goes deeper than these five guys on the street. And yeah. And that's kind of what my brother explained to me. He's like, dude, we don't know anything about where we are, who these people are, what we're dealing with. You can't go running off your mouth. Like, we're the foreigners. No one's gonna have our side. Like, don't do that. And I was like, yeah, yeah, okay, you're right, I'm dumb. And yeah, so I definitely learned my lesson.
I think I asked this in the last one too, but at what point did you tell your parents about this, who are with you in Portugal, right?
So just my mom and my aunt.
Okay.
Yeah, so that trip kind of brought out a level of our relationship that we hadn't really touched in many years, a very acquainted relationship where we were very open with one another. It was just a really good bonding experience the whole trip. So we told them right away. We're like, you guys don't believe it. We almost got our asses kicked. And my aunt is super fun. So she thought the whole thing was hilarious. And she was, you know, the whole time she was kind of rooting. She's like, all right, so tell the part where you get your ass kicked. Come on. You know.
Show me the broken ribs. Come on.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because the trip before the one she went on with us, she went to Germany and she broke her wrist in Germany.
Was she also pretending to sell drugs too?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And someone's like, I'm gonna break that drug seller wrist of yours.
It's actually the same boss as the Portugal guy. It's one big boss. Yes, it's all of Europe.
it's right. It's just one guy.
These are all my blocks.
Yeah. On my block, more like my country, man. I run this. but really, it was very frustrating. I mean, in Portugal, you couldn't go anywhere. I mean, they wouldn't bother my mom and my aunt. I mean, they're, you know, two older white ladies. But, you know, me and my brother, long hair and young looking dudes, I'm sure that we were their prime target. So we got hit up every single corner.
What was your mom and your aunt doing by chance, like at this time? Were they just like hanging out at the hotel and you guys just like went out late at night?
Yeah, they, so this would have been after we had all had like dinner, we had all kind of congregated for the day, and then we're like, all right, well, I think me and my brother wanted to go to some bars, just kind of check out the nightlife. I mean, you're in Portugal, why not, right? I'm on vacation. Yeah. And so they're like, all right, yeah, well, we're just going to kind of head in for the evening. We'll catch you guys in the morning. So it was that morning at breakfast that we told them. And, oh, they were eating it up. They were so thrilled.
Did you ever notice at, like, other places besides the place where obviously you, like, kind of antagonized them a little bit, were they asking other people? Or was it mostly just because you were, like, this white foreigner or something that they were like, maybe we can sell to him and then, like, if anything, whatever, he'll get in trouble?
Absolutely. At first I thought it was just me. I thought it was because they could tell that I wasn't from there. But once it hit nighttime and my brother and I went out, so they would hit us up for drugs in the middle of the day. I'm talking like high noon. Like, yeah, coke, hash weed, what you boys want? You know, and it's like a sandwich. It's noon. Like, what do you mean? But once it got to sunset and started getting dark, they were asking anybody.
Okay.
And I mean, you could hear them asking people like a block away.
Was anybody buying?
Oh yeah. Me and my brother definitely saw somebody. So what we saw was like, there was this big plaza and this guy was walking by. Some other guy comes up to him. They talk for a little bit. He kind of gestures in one direction and then they both walk off to the far corner of the plaza that's kind of secluded and kind of like in a corner between two buildings. So there was a little bit of cover and we're like, oh yeah, they're definitely doing a drug transaction there. I mean,
yeah.
If it's legal, what else? Is it illegal to sell?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
So it's still illegal to sell, to deal, all that too. Like if you get caught traveling with X amount of whatever drug, that's, you know, but like if you were just to get pulled over by the cops and you had it on you, no big deal, not even a ticket.
I love how bold it is though. They can just go down there and yell a block away with no fear of repercussions. And are there no officers in Portugal? Are they just like, whatever, we're done with this, like we're not dealing with drugs anymore?
I didn't see any police. There was one place in Spain that there was a cop car there.
Yeah.
but I think they just happened to be traveling through and they were just like, here's a gas station. Let's fill up. And, but other than that, there was like no cops, but I was in the countryside. I mean, I really was not in, besides Portugal, that was a pretty populated, but once we got to Spain, we were like basically visiting olive farms and cork tree farms. It was it's not a lot going on.
So is it the last time, is that the last night you spent in Portugal or in the city area of Portugal at least?
That was. So the okay. night we spent 4 days in Portugal in 3 days, two nights. We got there, stayed there that first night, didn't do anything. It was that next night.
Okay.
So I'd only been in a foreign country for 2 days and here I am about to get my ass kicked. So then we left that next day for Spain and we spent the rest of the trip there in Spain and then went back to Portugal the last night to fly out of Lisbon.
Yeah. Was there anything close to that happening in Spain or is it pretty relaxed once you got out of Portugal?
No. So Spain's drug laws are still pretty strict from what I gather. So that it was like night and day difference. Once you cross the border, it was a completely different world. And like they were almost getting mad that we wouldn't buy drugs from them. Like they were almost like, well, whatever. Like I'm wasting his time.
Yeah. Oh, my drugs aren't good enough for you, I guess.
You're basically losing money if you don't buy these drugs.
He's like, yeah, whatever. Buy the same shit two blocks down the street. It's the same boss.
Yeah.
But no, once I got to Spain, like the people were nicer. It was not as scary. Not that Portugal was scary, but it definitely had that like anything can happen vibe, you know? Whereas Spain was very calm, very familial.
Let's turn to the trash Portugal podcast.
Yeah, right. No, I loved Portugal. I just wish
someone has to.
Yeah, right. The people who live there sure don't.
They're always doing drugs. They
can't. And that's what blows my mind. It's like you said, like to sell it's still illegal. So just how blatant they were about it. It's like, man, just take your victory in the fact that you're not going to get in trouble for doing drugs and just get a job, man. Like,
and buy the drugs normally.
Yes.
Like they're groceries.
Yes. Like you don't need to do this. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Spain was a different story. I thoroughly enjoyed Spain.
Well, I'm glad you got that out of the trip. And I'm glad also, like your last story, that thing somehow ended up okay.
Yeah.
You get yourself in some situations, I think.
And you know what? It's always other people that seem to bail me out. So
I'll say, if anything, we've learned that surround yourself with trustworthy, good people.
Yes.
And if you go anywhere with Jacob Riedemann, bring someone else.
Yes. Bring always, what's it? Walk lightly and carry a big group of friends that that will carry
you. Isn't it tread lightly and carry a big stick?
No, not in my case. No.
Yeah. Tread lightly and with a lot of friends. And
with a lot of friends.
I think that's a beautiful motto.
That's very wholesome.
Like, tattooed on my back with a butterfly right above my butt.
It's like the new motto for this podcast.
I'm glad that I could donate that. As long as you pay me like royalties every time it's said on air, I'm cool with it.
We'll put your face on a coaster at Jefferson's. That's what you'll get paid in.
Yeah. Just one of them. Yeah, you get one of the coasters.
You're on the urinal cakes.
Yes, that's where I belong.
You're that guy who I beat on his face, right?
I know you.
You got jumped in Portugal.
Portugal fella. Well, I'm sure that'll happen as soon as I step foot in Omaha. I'm just going to be recognized left and right. It's Ariel.
He was on Omaha's number one podcast, technically.
No cash or weed.
Why do we talk like this everywhere in the world? All right, Reagan. Well, thank you for coming on the show again.
Thank you.
Garrett, thank you for coming to the show as well.
It's a pleasure.
A lot of fun with both of you guys. Make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at @friendly_pod, Fantasy Friendship on Facebook. Subscribe, leave a review. We don't get a lot of reviews anymore. We got like 100 off the bat. Gotten like 8 since then. So leave a nice review, because I check that. It makes me sad there's not more.
And go to Jefferson's.
Incredible. I definitely go to Jefferson's and enjoy one of our coasters.
And those phenomenal wood fire pizzas.
Exactly.
But mostly the coasters. But yeah, definitely get a pizza and get a drink to put on that coaster. All right. Well, thank you for listening.